The Revelation of John, Chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus the Anointed One, which God gave him to show to his bondservant, even the things which of necessity will take place in the future. So he sent and made it known by his angel to his bondservant John, who is a witness of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus the Anointed One, even of everything which he saw. Blessed is the one who reads and the one who hears the words of the prophecy, staying attentive to the things that are written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven gatherings of the called out ones that are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus the Anointed One, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the governing powers of the earth, to him who is loving us and liberating us from our sins through his own blood, and is making us into a kingdom and priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he will come with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will beat their breasts with grief over him. This is how it must be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partaker with you in the affliction, kingdom, and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island which is called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, the Anointed One. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a loud voice behind me, like the sounding of a trumpet, saying, write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven gatherings of the called out ones, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. So I turned to see the voice which spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. There among the lampstands stood one, resembling the Son of Man, clothed with a garment which came down to his feet, and with a golden band wrapped around his chest. And his head and his hair were shining brilliantly, being white like wool or snow. His eyes were like a flashing flame of fire. His feet were like radiant molten brass, as if it were being refined in a furnace with fire. And his voice was like the resonance of abundant rushing water. And he had seven stars in his right hand. A sharp two-edged sword proceeded out of his mouth. And his countenance was like the sun, shining with its full strength. Consequently, when I saw him, I fell down at his feet as if I were dead. But he laid his right hand upon me, saying, don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, even the living one. I was dead, but see here, now I am alive forever and ever. Therefore, I have the keys of the power over both death and Hades. So then, write the things which you see, even the things which are and the things which will take place afterward. The secret of the seven stars, which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven gatherings of the called out ones, and the seven lampstands are the seven gatherings of the called out ones. This is the end of chapter 1 of Revelation.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.